this isn't the first time that you've engaged a monument in the making of your work, right?
It's not the first time that I've sought to undo state. I think what's important about the Berlin Constellation and that folly is really speaking to an extended history of German occupation that is also a falsehood, right? That extends, again, back to Prince Albert, back to the American Revolution, back to the very founding of you know, United States and Canada. The story that is told about German residents in Kitchener-Waterloo area is largely one of peaceful German Mennonites, which is factually untrue in the sense that Britain hired German mercenaries to first clear this land long before the peaceful Mennonites came. And when I say clear the land, what I mean by that is there's an image of a gentleman, Levi Carroll, who is a former slave, made it into Berlin and lived in what is understood to be the town's first schoolhouse. Now, he lived there from the 1850s on. There's lots of documentation either in German or English that speaks to his presence and his age. But I want to flag that because those same German mercenaries did the job of also clearing the land of some 30-odd black settlements in that time frame. We understand the Southern Ontario region to be literally the end of the Underground Railroad. And in the 1900s, there was a significant population of settlements that have since been erased and forgotten. And so that folly, this region, that German connection to history, I think is a super important thing to flag for, like other exhibitions I've created that actually directly reference to either the genocide or slaughter of black bodies or the complete erasure of their presence on Canadian soil. The rest of the constellation, the Berlin constellation, also speaks to the process of name change from Berlin to Kitchener, named after Lord Kitchener, Warlord Kitchener, depending on who you talk to. He's responsible for what he is known for, which is a scorched earth policy, which is literally the way in which empire conquered every nation it took over. Scorched earth is a practice of making the region untenable for the locals. How they did that was by burning down houses, burning down crops, making the soil untenable, all kinds of things that would force your regular kind of homesteader off the land, certainly black homesteaders off the land. Other elements that speak to that dispossession is the fact that many of these former slaves did not have literacy, recognizing the fact that during slavery, blacks with the ability to read and write would be killed. So these former slaves are coming across the border via the Underground Railroad, and either their homes are being destroyed or they're being cheated out of the land via their lack of familiarity with math or reading and writing. They don't know what they're signing off. It's a really painful, painful, dark history in this town. And when we started the project, I had to make a point of reaching out to Crystal to say that I was apologizing because there is just so much blood in this soil, in this region. Other elements that are in this constellation, the House of Industry and Refuge is documented here, as are the first German white settlers who went to that first schoolhouse. There's also an image of the bust that was toppled when it was recovered in its first instance after it was stolen. There are, after it was quote-unquote lost. There's other indications of, you know, a history of eugenics in this region. Alexander Graham Bell lived in the Berlin region as well with his deaf wife, and ironically was a eugenicist who fought against the marrying of deaf and hearing peoples. And again, that sits next to other kind of markers that speak to the erasure of, as Crystal was mentioning, these black bodies during the mechanized kind of industrialization in the region. Let me put this a different way. If one is building empire and is adamant and deeply committed to a white nation, what does one do with the excess physical labor of slavery when machinery and other kind of industrial methods are introduced? What do you physically do with those excess bodies? And so eugenics, classifications around the feeble-minded, et cetera, these classifications are... What else is rampant in this region? Sterilization is also a very real thing that comes with the industrialization of this particular region. So I want to name that because we often don't talk about the physical, the human realities of industrialization in this conversation around progress. And Kitchener-Waterloo, Berlin, formerly Kitchener, is a case study of scorched earth, black erasure, colonial theft. There's a theft of bodies in during the First World War where the underclass of both white and other kind of other communities were kind of drawn into really what is understood to be a royal spat between family. The First World War is an argument between kin, literally. And the people that pay the price for that are the everyday people, the settlers that are trying to reside in this region, alongside blacks and indigenous people who were never treated properly in their time on the land, but were somehow kind of made useful when they ran out of white soldiers due to the slaughter of the First World War and the Boer War.